When companies design tech, they need to consider their most vulnerable users. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, we're looking at the grand bargain of technology, the trade-offs we make for convenience and connectivity and targeted ads, and how that will affect the next generation of tech users. So today, we're looking at how kids deal with the complexities of digital life and how companies could help make things easier or safer. Dana Boyd is a principal researcher at Microsoft and the founder of the research organization Data and Society, which tracks the many impacts of tech and data collection. Much of her research has been about how kids, particularly teenagers, deal with digital society and social media. And she said as it evolves, it's less about the tech and more about the kid.
So, you know, I see young people who are crying out for help every day online, and it's not because they're online that they're crying out for help. You know, the idea of blocking young people from technology, it's like what that ends up just doing is, you know, making it harder for them to be a part of a broader social world. I want to help them help their peers. And I want adults to come in and think that the solution is more about how to really engage not just their own children, but the network of children that they touch because of their kids, because of their schools, because of their communities, and help young people at scale, rather than saying that if we just, block the technology and stop being able to see it, all the problems will go away. We can kick them off of Twitter. That's not that hard, but that won't make the problem go away. And I want to get to the root of the problem. And I worry that we just keep thinking that the solution is at the technical layer. And I don't think it's at the technical layer.
It's like the bargain has gotten messier. It's one thing that these kids want to be cool and communicate with their friends and with each other, but there's this sort of additional knock-on effect of all the data that they may be giving. And I wonder if even the parents understand that.
The parents definitely don't understand that. I mean, let's just take that cell phone. Most parents get a cell phone for their child so that they can communicate. Adults have no cognizant awareness of the fact that I can tell who's cheating on their partners through telco data. And so adults don't understand this, let alone young people.
How do you think companies are starting to change their internal processes to think about the impact that their tech might have on kids or society or democracy?
I would say the first big thing that I've noticed over the last 5 years is just the existential crisis. Just like, wait a minute, how is this being used? No, that was not what we meant to do. There's also a maturation of the economics that is not always positive. So in the 1990s, plenty of companies grew without large-scale investors. Now you're hard-pressed to find a startup that doesn't have a pressure from an investor to produce return on investment fast and furious. And so the idea that growth is something that should be, sped up as fast as possible, no matter what the consequences, has of course come into tension with all of these other issues. And there's no framework for thinking through how to balance those tensions. You know, in terms of the engineers of these companies, they are asking themselves hard questions, and they're trying to understand what their small role in the system plays to it. Right, and how they affect that system. I think that the difficulty is that we don't actually have a good idea of what the governance of these systems should look like. And that is where I think that the biggest challenges going forward can be. I think people are waking up to the fact that these systems need to be governed, but by whom, under what terms, is really, contested right now.
Dana Boyd is a principal researcher at Microsoft and founder of the research organization Data and Society. On that question of companies, tomorrow we'll talk with a former Google advertising engineer about his efforts to get the tech industry to change how it thinks about our attention. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Ever have something you don't quite understand? Don't we all? Ask us to explain it on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, make me smart, and request something, anything, for me and Kai Rizdahl to explain. And you can always say, play Marketplace Tech from any smart speaker.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.